You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful tribe. Hello, wisdom tribe. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. This is a wonderful space that everyone has created, a space where we can all bring in our collective energy, bring in our vibrations to really help raise the consciousness for ourselves and for everyone across all realms. And the theme for this series of Wisdom of the Ancients, is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. Understanding that every single one of us is a facet of the diamond that is the divine intelligence. And so right now, as we start the show, we call them the ancient ones. We call them the beings of light, love, power, and service to support us today and to open our hearts as we hear the messages that the universe is bringing through our speaker. And so let me introduce our next speaker to you. Audrey Light Language is a spiritual architect and an energy engineer, a world-renowned energy worker, a speaker of the light languages and the Akash and the divine channel. She's celebrated as a healer to the healers from time before time and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity and for Gaia. Audrey works with clients all over the world for light language healing, the language of the Akash, channeled messages from higher beings, sacred key numerical codes, which we'll all be experiencing today, and your own personal list of ascension numbers and DNA upgrades, and extremely powerful releasing, healing, and activations that occur for you on multiple levels. Experience the way it feels to be encircled with love and the highest energy and truth to help you stand in your power, your sovereignty, and divine birthright as Audrey helps and assists you become an architect of your own design. This is healing without the smoke and mirrors, healing through the illusions, to the truth, to return you to the magic of that which you are. Welcome to your evolution, the revolution of light and love. So Audrey, welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for this invitation to share with you and your beautiful family of listeners. I'm so glad to be back here with all of you. Thank you.
Of course, of course. It's always wonderful to have you on the show. And everyone, today Audrey is going to be talking about exiting the experiment through Control-Alt-Delete. So for those of you who are totally computer savvy, you know that Control-Alt-Delete is the way on a PC, not a Mac, on a PC, you kind of shut down, right? You do a bit of a restart. We'll have Audrey talk us through that in a little while. So it's exiting the experiment, and Audrey is going to be taking questions live. So get on the phone, *2 to raise your hand, and that's how you can ask Audrey a question. And when you do so, you'll be receiving a little bit of a snippet of the sacred number codes. So Audrey brings through sacred number codes. I'll be asking her about that in just a little while. But all of us today are actually going to be receiving our sacred number codes just by virtue of being on the phone and on the call today, because Audrey's going to be bringing through some sacred number codes as an upgrade for the collective. Yes, that's all of us, all of us. So an exciting call we have today. *2 to raise your hand if you don't have your hand raised already. And yes, I can see tons, many of you already do. So great, great, great. And then, of course, put your question in the question box. If you're not able to make it live on the phone, put your question in the question box, and we'll get to as many as we can. So, beautiful show planned today. Audrey, really breaking through the veil, breaking through the illusion, really getting to the truth that is everyone. The title of the show, Audrey, is Exiting the Experiment. So why don't we go ahead and get started and have you share with us this experiment that we're in. Firstly, before we talk about exiting the experiment, let's talk about the experiment. What is the experiment that you're referring to?
Yes, and I love the title, your topic of this season, because it's truth, 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 you know. And sometimes, you know, our physical lives, we're so busy, there's so many things we need to tend to, you know. And then the system has also been set up with a multiple of distractions, you know, on top of that. So when we're so busy, and as you speak of on the show, the wisdom of the ancients, you know, the ancient ones knew this. They held the remembering, you know, the truths of what we are while we entered into this experiment, if you want to call it an experiment, a game, an adventure. And what is that? That is us forgetting that which we are, right? As we explored density, duality, polarity, you know? Everyone always talks about what we are, what we are. What are those words? Very simply, right? We are, as you state, and you know, and I'm sure your listeners know, but it is beautiful just to state it again. We are creation, whether you want to call it God, source, the field of consciousness. It is all names and the unnameable. But is that only one essence of that beingness? So we went forth as it. It itself, exploring itself, that entails as well the lower vibrations, duality, polarity, density, forgetting, sleep, the illusion, right? Because you can never really be separated from the world that is, but yet there was that illusion, that experience of what would we be, creator beingness, if we forgot ourselves. And so thus it unfurled eons and eons time, this, the looping in this. Because those that played so deeply in the forgetting were not connected. They were so distanced themselves that they didn't remember they are from the source of all that is, that sustains them. So they began to keep others looping and stuck so they can maintain themselves off of their life force, right? So this happened over and over again. It was not supposed to be what this was about. This was creation experiencing itself as all that it is. Because we know what we are, now we know what we are not. And have a bigger picture of knowing of ourselves as we come out of that and define and declare that which we are. Imagine creator beingness. It was so an adventure to say, what would it be if we could die, or we'd be sick, or we'd be angry, or we'd be jealous, you know, those essences that you are not in the higher vibrations, but to explore that, for creation to explore itself through us, because we are God, creation, the field of consciousness, right? All the same thing, whatever you want to name it, but we are it embodied, actually. So it, so we, one beingness, one thing, right, can express ourselves, explore ourselves, come to know ourselves, make ourselves known to another, you know. And in this, there became the discordance in the symphony of creation. So we come, as the ancients had promised and prophesied of these times in their wisdom, in embodiment, to take advantage of the opportunity to avail ourselves to these great times and the gifts that the veils are being removed, the gifts are being revealed for us to understand that this is what we are, this is what we have been doing. You are so loved and so precious, all of you, because you are creation embodied. You have written in the book of life for creation to know itself as all that it is, and also to make itself known to another of itself. All of you, we, it, all the same thing. We bring from to the chaos of creation, because creation is so powerful, right? Build up, destroy, build up, destroy. So that chaos, we come as it, bringing balance as we speak of the male and female energies within ourselves, if you want to say marriage of the bride and the bridegroom, to be balanced even beyond chakras. So would all the chakras light up to be a pillar of light when that is balanced. So we bring to that chaos of creation, we bring balance. And through that balance, we bring meaning as creation can continue to explore itself, to know itself, as we dance through creation no longer in the discordant field of the symphony, but beautiful balance to the symphony of all that we are. And the important part is to, yes, we want to see things in our physicality, but one must tend to their soul essence of their beingness, because that is where their true treasure lies. That is who they are, what they are, as they travel through creation. So this opportunity that is given now to disengage, disentangle from the old agreements, generational things, childhood issues, unconscious, subconscious, not only Gaian lives, but other aspects of oneself as well as a soul architect that in these works we reach to, because you have other aspects, dimensional beingness, galactic beingnesses with stories and generational ties and bind and such that bleed through into the physical. So this works, if they receive them, will ripple into all the aspects of themselves as a soul architects, so they can disentangle from that and pour the light back in, the upgrades, right? So they go forth and be a beautiful pillar of the new, not the old future points that didn't play out well, but the new, which has rendered the old new old by the rendering of the new. So we assist others to become expanded consciousness, awareness, remembering, recalling of themselves as that which they are, so they can open their heart and be this higher vibration, to be in resonance with the new. And that's why it's called Control Alt Delete. So I assist you to take control by alterations that we do, right? By deleting the old and then rebooting, but reboot to the new in resonance with that. So it's beautiful works. And thank you for the opportunity to share this work with all your beautiful listeners again.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so wonderful to hear you speak and to hear this coming through for the community. And it's so inspiring to hear. And you've clearly walked the path and you've clearly been on the journey for a while. You know, there might be some who are concerned about the programs that they can now recognize within themselves as you speak. And actually, when sitting back in reflection, might say, oh, there are some deep programs running in me. I recognize them now. So I think there's two types of people. There's those who don't recognize the programs and those who do recognize the programs. And so let's speak to both of those people right now. Let's start with those who do recognize the programs within themselves. They have the consciousness and the awareness to actually see the programs, or maybe with assistance to see them deeper and more clearly. What would you say to people who can see the programs in order to help clear them and to move beyond?
You know, there are so many people, because as called by spirit, a healer to the healers, but a healer to all, you know, there will be people that will come sometimes all around the world and they say, you know, I have been at this for years and years and years, but there's just something that I cannot reach, or I feel that I'm right there, but I just can't get to it, you know? So sometimes you need someone else to come, right, who is not in that energetic field or connected with that, who, like myself, could come in, you know, and assist to fast track that. That's why I was turned back on by creation to do these works, to assist people to be in the fast track, because we're talking about quantum and get things done very, very quickly, you know? So it is beautiful that they have realization of what's R-E-A-L, real, not the R-E-E-L, you know, that is playing, or reality that has been painted for eons of time for so many to play upon, to keep them held, you know, in their energy, feeding others in their agenda. That's why they are so precious ones, because they hold this energy, as you said, speaking about the collective before, and this ripples out not only to Gaia, but to all of creation, to play a new note in a new story. So I would say to them, they have awareness already. Come and take the works to assist them, because this work is also called to bring through the wellspring for them to drink from. And what does the wellspring do? It helps fortify them, strengthen them, empower them upon their journey so they can go forth and continue the beautiful things that they're doing, you know, and expand ever so much more. The ones who are not aware, I would say, in the physical, right, because they just, let's say, live in the physical life. There are so many things that are occurring, or loops, or they get depressed or sad or so hurt or downtrodden, you know, or frustrated, that they may be led, right, to look for something, right, because those are the things that begin to move people, unfortunately, because their soul knows they have done this over and over and over and over again, and it's not a lesson to be walked again. No. They have done it, if they could only see this that has been kept from them, that they have done this over and over and over again. There is no purpose to it anymore. It's a stagnant system, which has been deemed by creation as an obsolete system, because it is not a self-sustaining system. It is a duplicate, replicate, vampiric system. And so that is why now these opportunities, as the ones who are aware, continue to hold that energy, so it ripples in to help carry or to help influence the other ones who don't have this awareness, but as part of the collective, to help them as well. Because this is so important times to help others get in resonance with the new, so they go the path of evolution, then devolution. Evolution being real creation, right? Not replicate, duplicate. Self-sustaining system that is not vampiric, you know? So this is huge, you know? Whether they understand or not, as we all know, people are feeling something is going on, whether they have awareness or not, because creation is moving itself. It's creation to take advantage and take part of what this incarnation and this embodiment is availing them the opportunity. This is not happening in their other incarnations. this is happening here. And through their eternal now moment, they do the works and it ripples out to all of creation because they are, as we said, creation embodied, doing this beautiful evolution of itself so it can play upon a new platform, a new experience to be expressing itself from a place of remembrance. So its creations are brought forth from a place of remembering, no longer creating and forgetting, you know. So both of them are being moved because this is what is moving throughout all creation, whether they have awareness of it or not. And for us to support those that are unaware as we hold the energy and ripple it out, you know, to not only the collective, but all of creation, you know, to be taking in this new, because it is us, the evolution, you know, to return back to one's original point of orientation, which is their divinity, you know, to know they are that, which means what are you doing? You're love, honoring, respecting each other. You know, and you love and respect the differences rather than the system using that to tear everyone apart and separate them and disempower them. You know, This is living in the new creation where we love and honor each other's difference because we know that is the uniqueness of creation expressing through all of us, which is the same beingness, you know. So to come to a beautiful place of respecting, loving, and honoring and seeing the beauty in the differences, you know, rather than all this discordance that it is causing, you know, by the system stirring people up to keep them separated and disempowered. So that's what I would say, you know, keep going. Those who get it, take part of this and all that comes from them. There is no coincidence at all, you know, when they have an opportunity like this to tend to their soul, and they will assist others by holding this higher resonance of light, you know, because humanity is divine. There is the divine human, and it's just turning the light of their DNA and within themselves back on to the true magic they are, you know. Imagine we sit all in creation, part of the nothingness. Recently, creation has said to me to tell them, you know, you want to honor me? Well, honor yourself because you are me. And the other day I had something like, tell them, there is you, meaning them, right, each one of them, there is you, and then there is the no thing. There is you, and then there is the nothing, and then there is you. So can you understand those words? Creation experiences itself through you because you are it, taking the journey, having the experiences, you know? So that is such a beautiful, miraculous, magical thing. Rather than sit in the void of nothingness, we could come taste, touch, experience, express our consciousness, not only in a concept, but at the depth of experiential taste, touch, smell, you know, to the depth of that, so creation can make itself known to another of itself and know itself rather than just sit in the void of nothingness. So this is true magic, this technology of us that we are, that is when we turn back on our DNA and the knowing that we are and pour the light back in out of the experiment of forgetting, sleep, duality, polarity, play, no more of that, you know, then you return to understand how miraculous you are, because rather than sit in a field of just consciousness, you get to express through this technology of your vessel, your embodiment, to experience things through. It really is a miracle, and that's why they are all so precious, you know, and to assist them to remember the magic they are, you know.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you. And looking forward and not back, however, I do want to have you in your own words share with others a little bit about the programming for those who really need assistance in recognizing what the programming truly is. So in your own words, Audrey, tell us about the programming that maybe is that has so many people entrenched in the programming that we have to be freed from. What is the programming? So can you give us some examples?
Oh, yes. The programming is huge. It's in everything, you know, everything. It is a reality that was painted and created, you know, eons ago by others to maintain and control those, you know, that they can maintain and eat their energy off of, to maintain others' agendas, themselves, and their system. So it's everywhere, you know, in the political system, in the educational system, the scientific system, you know, the medical systems, everywhere. It has seeped into this control. That is why it's so important, this gift of these times, to gain one's sovereignty, their power. What I say is there is an awakening, and then there's the real awakening, the true awakening, saying that we are not held in yet another delusion, illusion, distraction, which my work says, what did they do with religion, right? Religion is supposed to be to feed and nourish them, right? But instead, they made fear big business, manipulation and distraction of it. And then they got too, let's say, smart for that. What did they then develop? Spirituality. Spirituality, again, which is to feed and nourish them. But yet again, they made fear big business, manipulation, distraction, right? Neither of those is supposed to be for that. It's to be to nourish, to feed, to re-educate them on what, again, is real, not these systems that were developed to hold them looping over and over and over again. Even when you have the old understanding of when someone passed over, you would hear stories of who's going to show up in a hood, you know, or a council who tells you where to go and what to do and go back and do it again. That's yet another loop. You must do your lessons. These are not about lessons. These are experiences that you're having writing it in the book of life. That's always a positive, not like a lesson, which is a negative you could fail. You're walking through experiences to add to the depth of your knowing of yourself, you know? So to break free of all the old beliefs and paradigms, right? You can't take them with you to the new. This is, we have a beautiful firm foundation that we know, right, that we have built up. We do not only spin in the foundation, we go forth and we build as architects, right, of the new for creation through us to experience itself, to know itself, to remember itself, you know? So everything is this system, you know, what they feed to the children, you know, everything, you know, every which way. And that's why it is so important to truly wake up to the bigger picture. And thank you for your community and other ones' community, those beautiful ones out there who are beginning to see, right, to actually see, hear, know, realize the real, remember, join back a member of themselves to what has happened here, what has gone on. It is not pretty what lies under the carpet. It is not nice the wool has been pulled over so many eyes. But that's why beautiful ones have come in to support the closing of the book of this old story, this old looping, this stagnation that has nothing else to give creation, right? And those who have witnessed the observation of this, nothing else to give, right? These are times, as prophesied by the wisdom of the ancients, right? That these would be the times of that changing, of that getting in resonance with the new and empowering oneself to remember that which they are, you know? So it is everything, every which way that you could see those tendrils have gotten hold of so many, you know, and because it is such an intricate game of distraction and to take one down and delude them, it takes very much a pinpointed effort on one part, and also things like this, which are community, to come together so we help support each other. And when others are beginning to awaken and the realization of what has gone on, what lurks under the carpet, the wool has pulled over the eyes, we can support them when they're going through that with love and of heart, right? So they are educated, empowered, and we go forth rather than sit in frustration and fear and anger. No, that only feeds the system. We move to a place of empowerment, joining together, realization of what is real, what has happened, what occurred, closing the book on the old, so we go forth in resonance and can stand in our godhood as a pillar of the new. So it is so important, you know?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Let me ask you, Audrey, because I think people are asking as well. Tell us about the sacred number codes and also how the sacred number codes play into what you're speaking about.
Yes. I had done light language. It had just ignited in me naturally because it was time for me to deliver codes through the languages of light, through the language of the Akash, which rewrites the Akash for the field of creation to support what is going on out there, right? Other galaxies, dimensions, the field itself. So I would do that and then work with people around the world. And as in progression of the work, the languages of light, the language of the Akash to rewrite it, to code them to the new, then these number language of creation had come through. And it's called the number language of creation because all things, sacred geometrics, everything, are made by putting numbers together in codes. They are the building blocks. Symbols have become contaminated. Language has become contaminated. Numbers have the ability to hold the highest light quotient beyond contamination. You know, they're not to be able to be contaminated. So thusly, this language has come through. And I deliver the codes of the numbers with the light language to them, which is energy. So it works upon their field, their Akash, generation, unconscious, subconscious, childhood issues, etheric, mental, physical, emotional, body. It's huge, the works. But then when the people come and have a private, they will write the numbers down. So they are then going to go away with this list of 100 long numbers, not 3, 6, or 12 numbers, 100 long lists of numbers, maybe a couple pages front and back, you know, that they are then going to recite. And as they recite them, they are going to think on what they want to bring to them, right, positively to help support them. They throw out the numbers because it's energy to help them support that in the creation of that. If something negative is happening, they need to dispel it, disperse it. They know they need to be helped to be fortified against that. They would read the numbers in that way. Or perhaps nothing particular is happening. You just say the numbers, you throw them out because you are supporting the field for you, because we never know what is happening come what may, moment to moment, you know. Some people put them under their pillow because when they sleep, they travel or whatever's going on in their sleep, or they feel they can't sleep, so it helps them. Some people who are empaths have kept the numbers on their person, say, in a purse or such, and they felt like they haven't been attacked. They felt like, oh my goodness, I'm in a protective bubble. I'm not being attacked or overwhelmed by these energies as I have before. So because they are energy, they are applicable every way, every which way. So beyond the work they're receiving that I'm delivering to them, they're then going to go away with a very powerful tool of the numbers that they can apply in any way they would want. It's totally open because it is energy, and that's a very powerful tool for them to be able to be using in their lives.
Well, thank you. Well, I think the time has come for us to have people experience you and experience the numbers. And I think that way people will get a greater sense of how you work and what these numbers truly are all about in your explanations to people. So let's do this. Everyone, if you're on the phone, *2 to raise your hand, and we'll get to as many as we can. So what's going to happen is that you can ask Audrey a question, and then also she will briefly give you some numbers. This is not the same as your actual long sacred number code that is pages and pages and pages. By the way, mine is like 9 or 11 pages long. I received mine from Audrey, oh, probably about 6 or 7 months ago. And so I've had my personal numbers. So you'll get a snippet of those, not your full personalized number code string. But nonetheless, everyone will have a chance to be chosen to have some numbers read for them. And then also, if you're on the web, everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then just go ahead and put your question in, and we'll see how we can get to some of you as well. So we're going to start with the phone. So we're going to start with someone who's been on the phone a long time, it looks like, from San Diego, California. The last 4 digits of your phone number are 5547, and you're live with Audrey. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Who is this? Anyone there?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. You're live.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Audrey, a specific question?
I talked to you, Audrey, about a year ago. I was having a little bit of a rough patch. Hi. My name's Heather.
Nice to talk to you again. Beautiful. Go ahead.
Thanks. My name's Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. And I just wondered, like, with my codes, mm-hmm. it feels like things have shifted and, like, financially, things are getting a little bit more difficult again, making mm-hmm. monthly payments and whatnot. And I just wondered, is it maybe time for new codes? It doesn't feel like it's moving as much as it was before.
Well, you see that? I love it. Thank you so much. No coincidence Ian picked you, you know. So you're helping everyone understand the next part that we had explained to everyone. Beautiful Heather had come and received her codes. Now, because in a session she was receiving light language, she was receiving Akash language, and she was receiving number codes. So that's a lot. And my work is to be powerful, but yet allows you to still function, right? Because we can't lay up somewhere. We have children, responsibilities, you know, all these things going on to ourselves and others. So this is powerful work, but you're still to be able to function. And when I leave someone, the work still stays with them 3 or 4 days, let's say, still moving through one, right? So now what happens with the numbers is each number is a frequency, whether it's 2-digit, 3-digit, 4-digit, 5-digit number, right, in the coding. It will begin, let's say, with a certain bracket. You know, maybe someone will only be able to move up to 3-digit numbers, right, or 4-digit numbers as we're weaving in, as weaving the codes of creation. So what happens is when someone will work with them for a certain amount of time, everyone moves differently, whether a few weeks, a few months, you know. But when they feel ready, they come back and they have a new series of codes that are given. It does not make what you received, Heather, obsolete, this first series. No, you just put them on the side. Now we will do a new series of codes, building up from the beginning, putting all different numbers in different places, which makes it a different code. We take you to where you left off and go beyond that, right? So we're weaving even beyond, let's say, the energy frequency bandwidth that we left off last time. So exactly, Heather, you are definitely ready because you're seeing that shift to go the next higher octaves, right, to be weaved in for you to receive the new code and series as you step along this journey, so to say, higher and higher in the octaves to apply those energies, as well as everything is moving so quickly. So again, the codes to be acclimate you in resonance with the higher frequencies that are always coming in, you know, so it's definitely time to receive the new series of codes, you know, and then you'll work with them for a while, and when you feel like you've paid enough attention to them and work with them, each one individual, whether weeks or days or months, and then you could put them all together if you would like, you know. But yes, Heather, if you remember when I was in the session with you, I had mentioned that, right, that that's how it works, because we cannot bombard you possibly with, if you think we're doing work on your this embodiment, your Gaia embodiments, and your other aspects of you dimensionally, cosmically. This is a huge story, eons and eons of time, and so much generational lineages, if you think from all the lives on Gaia and all the other aspects dimensionally and cosmically as well. So there's no way, let's say, you know, boom, boom, that it can all possibly be done in what moment, and especially when you're dealing with such powerful energies to give you time to acclimate and adjust. So I hope we'll be seeing you, Heather, for your next series of codes.
I would love that. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks,
wonderful,
Heather.
Wonderful.
Thanks for being on the phone. Okay. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Let's go. Let's go to Oak Harbor, Washington. And the last four digits are 8058. You're live with Audrey.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Perfectly.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for taking the call. So I've been feeling like kind of a lot of self-sabotaging, and I feel like I keep, like, this, like, I've gotten a bunch of anger that's come out of, like, seemingly nowhere. It's just like I'm on a super short fuse. I'm just not sure how to, like, get it away from my system, or what am I supposed to do to clear that, like, on a deep level, so it's just, like, not bombarding me with all this energy that's so negative when I'm trying to, you know, raise my vibration and get past all that.
Well, beautiful one. You're not the only one. I've heard this from quite a number of people, right, as everyone's trying to go forward and do the work, right, whatever's coming in to try to knock them down or to keep them down, you know, because remember, these forces are maintaining themselves off of one's life force. They do not want to give up that which sustains them, you know, so it's not such an easy journey, and that's why it's so great when one could receive help from another, right, because these energies are huge and all this change and all this turmoil and all that's going on, you know. And so I would suggest, yes, definitely, if you can, to come and take advantage of the opportunity of this private with me, so we could do the language of light, the language of Yakash, and then also the sacred key codes that you'll receive. Right now, I'm going to give you a couple of codes. You don't have to write these down, right, or listen to the replay and write them down, because there's two ways that I do the codes. How I'm going to do them now is how I do them at the end of a session, which is just throwing the numbers out, which is weaving energies for you and around you, right? if you come for the session, then you would write a long list of numbers, which is separate. And those need to be written because it works with the neural network, and then you'll have that tool, right? So these are not to be written. These are the type which I move all around to help cocoon you, right, and assist you. So we're going to do a little bit of number work for you, beautiful. What's your name again, dear one?
Stacy.
Casey? Is that what you're saying? Casey? Okay, beautiful. So we're going to do a little bit of number work, okay, for you. And this will ripple into others as well who are listening to the call, all right? Here we go, beautiful. Begin with a countdown to open the field. 876-876-54321, mixed with some light language as well. 876-54321, Akashana Kakia, language of the Akash. Kashima Kakium, Kasha Kasha Kasha. Imedididididimakash, dimedidadana, dididididia. Dia dea dea dea, madadu dea dea, makasha kukum iya makash. Very high energy, va. And that was the language of the Kash to help you rewrite it. The numbers 876-876-54321. If you're 718, you're 718. 108, 108, 108. 308, 308. 656, 654, 08, 408. 756, 756. 756, 908, 908. 956, 1108, 1108. 1208, 1208. 1256, 1256. 5718, 5718. 108, 108. Akasha na keki. Akasha un e'im. Akasha eskut kumak. Ekekium. Ibartum, sheri. Sevwa, mon cher. Sevwa, sevwa. 1108, 1108, 1208, 1208, 1208, 656, 656, 708, 708, 356, 354, 08, 408, 756, 756, 308, 308, 308, 956, 956, 1108, 1108, 1208, 1208, 1208. Ikashani kasai iteme ite utuoma ita. Shalepon sheri. Esasi mon cher. Eselempaton le long sévère turusk ekium. Esi mon cher. Esasi, esi, esasi, esi. Now we do 108 nine times, representing nine nines for completion. 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108. Da 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 da, ru ru, ti di ri ri, ma di na na. Esi mon cher, esasi esi, esasi esi, sheri esi. Now the fairies for you and for everyone listening in to touch the inner child in the heart, make that powerful work a little bit lighter for you. Front and back of the heart. Ishalem atush akum isasi sheria seya. Isasi esi. Isasi iseya. There you go, beautiful one.
Thank
you. And I hope you will come and be able to make that even deeper and personal for you, even deeper.
Mm. Thank you, sweet soul. Thank you, Stacy. Much love.
Much love.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's do another one on the phone. So I'd like to go to Huntington, New York, and this is going to be 3622 Huntington, New York. You're on live with Audrey.
Hi, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
You know, Audrey, I was really interested in what you were talking about with the disembodiment, because I seem to have been doing all different programs and, you know, been a part of this series for a while, a lot of clearings, and I'm starting to wake up and feel like I can't remember who I am or where I am. You know, like I need to go to work, I need to do things, and it's just kind of odd, and I don't know if, you know, if there's something, I'm very tired, you know, is this about this process, or, you know, is there something else?
Yes, there's so much energy that is rippling about, you know, that is going on here, that is bombarding the system, and so many forces pulling and pulling and pushing, you know, so much that is going on an energetic level, you know. So side effect, you know, many people talk about that. And I hope that perhaps you'll be able to come, besides what I'm going to deliver a bit of it here for you. So then you're going to have those numbers so you can apply them to your life, you know, to help empower you, nourish you, strengthen you, this work upon your journey. And as I said, sometimes so many people are doing so many things for so many years that I've heard, you know, but this work is very, very powerful, you know, as Elohim embodied, a coder for creation itself, you know. I am from first point of orientation of creation, the mother, preconception of so many things. So to bring that work through from that point is very, very powerful and be able to reach places that sometimes others cannot. not. So this is to support you upon your journey, you know. So I hope that you will come. And I'm going to deliver some numbers for you and energies for you that will ripple out to everyone who's listening here as well as it is suited for them, okay? All right, beautiful. So here we go. Here we go. Again, the countdown. Open the field. 7, 6, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, 20, 7, 18, 20, 7, 18, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, is a marchand, chérie. Elle est partout, et quand tout, et tout me cache. Et ça, c'est ça. Is a CSC, is a CSC. 11:08, 11:08, 11:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, 12:08, yeah, es así, es así, es así, es así, mon cher, es así, así, es así, así. Again, the fairies make that a little bit lighter because they're very powerful and are on your heart or on the front and back of the heart. And then child, so touch that child. And I hope I'll be seeing you beautiful ones so you can get your whole code list and make this even more personal for you and deeper.
I felt something shift, and I feel already a little more grounded. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I hope I'll be meeting and sharing
Thank
with
you
in your private. Thank you.
Okay. Much love, Susan. Bye now. And I wanted to share with everyone, since I've had my number codes, there is plenty opportunity to write down the numbers.
you don't have to worry.
So let's make sure that we're clearing all worry. Even though it's fast on the call right now, there's plenty opportunity to write down your numbers.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, Ian. Thank you so much for pointing that out. Yes, yes, yes. Because sometimes people think, oh, my goodness, how will I ever say those numbers? Remember, that is the portion that I said, that I'm moving and weaving the energy.
Mm-hmm.
When we write your numbers and you write your numbers, because I'm writing them through automatic writing, receiving them, you know, from the divine wellspring. And so we go over it nice and slow, and we go over it two or three times to make sure that one has received the series properly. So it's nice and slow and plenty of time. That's why their beautiful session is 90 minutes. So we have plenty of time to go over it nice and slow and to make sure that they received it properly. And then later on, when they're just sitting back and relaxing and receiving the light language and Akash language, and then hearing me roll the numbers very quickly like this. So thank you, Ian, for sharing that so they will understand. Thank you pointing that out. Yes.
Of course, of course. And we'll get to telling people about the session in slightly greater detail in just a little while. But I did want to ask a question, and this is from Bianca in Dallas. And Bianca's asking, hi, I would like number codes for calling in my soulmate in this incarnation. So before you answer that question, let me ask you this question. Are the numbers that are coming through what we as a soul need at this time, or is it a combination of, if we have intentions, for example, Bianca would like to call in her soulmate for this incarnation, does that affect or impact the numbers that the person receives, you know, their intention, or is it purely what the divine is wanting us to experience, or the numbers that we need to we need to receive?
This is both of that, because as I said, it's
okay.
Energy. So it's applicable to all things, but it is coming in to control, alt, delete, right? Take control, alt, make the alteration, delete the old, reboot one, upgrade them to the new as they disentangle from the old. So it is affecting this them, right? There are other aspects, right? So to say they think they're past lives, but there is no time. It's all one time. So we are affecting all things in the one time of the no time of the now moment, their future selves, right? Their what they believe as past lives, which are actually other aspects of them simultaneously occurring. So these codes are used in a multiple of ways. Yes, for them in this life, as I said, what they want to apply them to help bring to themselves or help fortify against negative or just throw out there in any way, because it's energy. So you could apply it to everything. But again, not to be missed, this is also about them tending to the soul essence of themselves. Because yes, it's beautiful she wants to have a love in this life, but we do not want her only to be distracted or anyone else with the pleasure and the physicality and the beauty of this, these lives that we have had over and over again, these experiences, right? We've had love. We're going to have love in this life as well. But not to have those things be a distraction from one using this embodiment to understand we are here to tend to bigger things than just our loves and the physicality, because there are much bigger things that are going on here for one to get in resonance. So as they travel through creation, their essence of their beingness, where are they going to find themselves? Yes, it's wonderful to have a love here in this life, but if you don't tend to your beingness, distracted just by the physical pleasures and the physicality that we have been over and over again in, then where is one going to find themselves as they're traveling through creation if they are not in resonance with releasing the old energy, expanding their consciousness, raising their vibration, pouring the light back in so they could take part of not another loop of the same old, right? But be in resonance where they stand in their godhood in the new paths of the highest potentiality of creation and playing in the looping of the same old games. So yes, so she could apply it to find a love, but then we also want to expand her to understand what is happening here. Don't miss the opportunity, all of you, of what this incarnation is giving you, you know? And it's not just the physical things that we have done over and over again. It's the expansion and understanding that there is so much more than that, right? That we are, that we've come in to taste, to touch, to smell physicality, right? To know creation itself, ourselves as it, and to expand ourselves. And sometimes just when one thinks of a love, and I want to be in love, and I want to do all those physical things, you're missing the gift this embodiment is giving you to understand the bigger picture of things that you're a part of, to get in resonance with, so you can be in a better place as you travel through creation, just looping in the same thing over and over again, you know, which I said is a stagnation system. It's a devolution. You will be on the path of devolution, then evolution. Don't miss the opportunity this embodiment is giving one, not to just be, again, distracted with the physical tastes and fruits, right? To use this embodiment to, yes, enjoy them, take the greatest fruits, but to also expand oneself in the understanding of the bigger picture that is here. Some are out there saying, we will connect you with the creator beings, and they're talking about hierarchy and all of this, and I'm just like, hey, guys, you are the creator beings. Why do you want to play with creator beings? Why are you always honoring everybody else as higher than you, angels, masters, galactics? You, that's still playing in the game and in the looping and giving your power over to others that you think are greater than yourself. Why do you want to play with creator beings when you are the creator in body, expressing through you and your uniqueness, the beautiful fragrance of you, the you, H-U-E of you that you are, that is creation expressing through you, actually embodied, and to remember that, you know? So where do you want to play in the game? Getting out of the experiment, the same old, to realize, why am I going to stop at playing with creator beings? I am the creator beingness. That is what I am. Let me go forth and be assisted to stand in that empowered, right? Sovereignty. So I create from a place of remembering of that which I am, rather than waiting from some creator beings to show up, to give me, bestow whatever upon me, or to give away my power, thinking they are greater than I am, you know? So, yes, the answer will be to help her with that, of course, with the numbers and the codes, but also not to be lost and distracted and yet that, you know, because one must be complete unto themselves, right? Sometimes everybody's always, where's my love? Where's my love? But you don't want to play in the same old looping stories, right? One self must be complete unto their own self. The one they want to join to must also be complete unto themselves, because it cannot be, oh, I want my other half to come join me. If there is two broken or two not complete, what you're going to be making is just a broken thing that is not complete. It needs two holes to join together to go forth to make a third thing, one and one making three. This beautiful thing that they can join in together of two completes making this. So these numbers and these codes and this work that she could receive will help her with that, or as she's waiting for the other one to become complete unto their own self, so she will throw the energies out there for that to happen ever more quickly and to jump the paths of potentialities to the highest potential for herself in that situation. But not only that, but even expanded beyond that, you know. So can I give in some codes for her and some work, Ian? Is that
yes,
for everyone?
Yes,
here
please.
Here we go. 876. 876-543-21. Again, that's just a countdown. Opens the field. Ashina kashina kandur ten ten derumandurum. Vikesha some kasha. Virivei. Again, not to read in Akash, to rewrite the Akash to the new and the cosmic Akash as well. Ashina kandu sukunta hindaya. Kasha kandusk ertum kasha. Iseite iete Akasha. Ianta ushai tantaya. Again, 108, which is 9 9 9s of completion to seal it. 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, For her and for all that can receive that, beautiful ones.
Thank you, thank you. Wonderful. Well, we've been talking about this beautiful work that you do, and we've been talking about how people can receive their private individual number codes, and you've given us some really beautiful background on how the codes can be used. Let's do this, Audrey. Let's tell people about your session in slightly greater detail. So I'm going to direct people to follow along your offer page. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then click the special offer button. It's the orange button underneath Audrey's photograph. And when you click that button, you'll be taken to the page where it says Sacred Key Code of Source Creation. And if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along, then just type into your browser, WOTAshow.com. That's WOTAshow.com/Audrey, which is AUDREY and the number 8. So everything's lowercase. It's WOTAshow.com/Audrey and then the number 8, Audrey 8. And that'll allow you to follow along visually, which I know many of you really enjoy doing. I certainly do. So, Audrey, please tell us about your program. Well, really, this time it's a session. Tell us about your session.
Yes, beautiful ones. They will come and they will have 90 minutes, you know, because Spirit says to me, you know, yes, it is beautiful in CDs and we have them, but also this is to touch, you know, at the depth of sharing, laughing, talking, crying, you know, whatever it may be. So we have the experience of understanding that experience of what the new is right now here, experiencing together, heart to heart, soul to soul, to share, to talk, to laugh, you know, and be two beautiful expressions of the divine together. another, you know, helping another to remember they are that and assist them upon their journey. So they will receive in that session whatever question they want to ask. We share, we talk, we laugh, all of this, cry if need be, open hearts, you know. And so then we will then do the numbers. And when they do the numbers, like I said, nice and slow, copying them down, and then we go over it two or three times because the neural networking is being worked with to make new paths for them. Sometimes someone thinks they wrote a number, which is not the proper number, you know, or they're like, well, wait a minute, I know how to write 1156, you know, but they couldn't. So that's why we'll go over it a couple of times to make sure they receive that series properly. And then after that, the beauty of this work is that all one needs to do is lay back on their couch or sit on a chair and get comfy, cozy, and just listen, as they have been here, to all the multiple of energies that come through. Fairies touch the inner child, Native Americans bringing in the ancient ones to release generational lineages, ancestral ties that bind one, also the lives upon Gaia, and as I said, the other aspects of themselves, dimensionally and galactically as well, because there are bleed-throughs. And as a soul architect, we are working with them at the soul level, which is all the aspects of themselves, to do this work of disentangling from, and then receiving the codes to upgrade them through the languages of light and to rewrite the Akash and the cosmic Akash, because we want to be part of that, not the old paths of potentialities and agreements and maps, so to say, to follow of the old, because this is number 5 out of the old beliefs and paradigms and agreements, to number 7, the truth, and to be in resonance with the new and write this new Akash for them from those new paths of potentiality. So to do that, and then lastly, to spin the numbers very quickly, as I have witnessing on the show that I am doing, so they will have all that energy wrapped around them in a beautiful cocoon. So for 3 or 4 days, all that energy is going to work with them, releasing as we put cracks in the dam to let it flow away and adjust to the downloads that they are going to be receiving in all this energy. And then they go away with a tool of their own numbers to apply in their lives, you know. Also, I will bring in the beings of light. Now, the beings of light in this session are beautiful beings, high vibratory beings. They are part of the all that is. They remember they are that. That's not their name, being of light. I just gave them that as a reference point when we speak about them. But their energy signature stamp is their name. So on top of all that greatness that we're going to be experiencing and the magic, they're going to be able to speak to the beings of light, which is part of all that is, you know. And people, many people around the world, when I bring them through, are able to feel them and their love that they're wrapped around them and be able to have a conversation and speak with them. But the beings of light always say to assist everyone to remember that they are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. So the beings of light will not do, so to say, a fortune telling my work for them, because they do not want to disempower them, and they come to assist them, so they will stand on a nice firm platform, getting used to understanding they are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. So they have a conversation with people, very open-ended, about whatever the person wants to speak about, but mostly it's about the people feeling this. So they'll cry, or they'll smile. Crying is releasing recognition of their soul, of that which they are, to be experiencing that in those moments, you know, remembrance of that energy that is all around them, you know. So they don't do the works that I do. They just come and wrap one in love and have these conversations, wider expanse for one to understand what truly is, and like stepping back into their place of orientation, or which they are, the divinity, before all of this story, this experience, this experiment that they have entered into, which these times is promised by the wisdom of the ancients and such, is to step out of that, right, to remember what they are, and all these works assisting them. Yes, they will see the benefit in their physical lives, anything they want to apply it to, but not only their physical, then also tending to what is their true treasure, their soul essence vibration, to be returned to that point, the light poured back in, upgraded, so they will find themselves on the highest path of potentiality to travel upon, right, as they move throughout all of creation, right? So it is very, very powerful. And again, the sharing, the talking, whatever they need, wherever they want to go. Because, you know, in a moment, we can sometimes plan things. That's why I love to do this kind of work with you, Ian. It show up and we see what happens in the moment. You know, we have a loose kind of a setting. All right, this is what we're going to do. But in each moment, something else may be birthed forth, you know, and that's the beauty of it, you know, them showing up, coming, and we see also, besides what we have planned, what may be needed or what may come forth, you know, and then we address and work with that as well. So it is beautiful. It is a priceless thing, you know. So I hope they will come and partake, you know, so they understand that they are the creator beingness and take that back, you know, their power, this wider expanse of understanding to be re-educated, you know.
Yeah, beautiful. So let me ask you, because I think people might be curious, and maybe there is no answer, but I'm sure you haven't. You know, it's a question that almost need not be asked. But let me ask you, how do the codes, obviously all being energy, but work on a physical level? So, you know, because we do have a human existence, and we are, you know, sometimes mired maybe by old programming in our humanistic ways. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, we have kids and lives and work and jobs and brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, et cetera, et cetera. So how do the codes work on those issues that we are maybe feeling, you know, challenged by on a physical level?
Well, that is the beauty of this, because as energy, so applicable to all things, as I said, you have a person, let's say, who wanted to find a love, and they couldn't find a love, so they applied the numbers, and it helped move energy, right? Old entanglements, old loops, old habits, and were able to get in resonance to do that. Who needed to find a different place to live, or who was stuck and couldn't find a job, you know, who they just couldn't think clearly, who had physical ailments, you know, who was helped to win a court case, you know. It's so applicable in so many ways. And of course, with the people that we love, you know, through the number work, let's say someone in one's family is having an issue or a problem. Of course, it's not the same as if that person was to come and receive it. And we cannot take the cup from one, creation says, but from love, we could help apply those energy and codes to anyone who we love in our life, right? Because it is the energy, and you're acting, interacting with these other people, right? I always talk about the dock and one staying on the dock and balancing and juggling, and sometimes we're thrown off the dock into the energy, the waters, and we can go down a water in a rapids, which is the energies tossing and tangling us, and those forces that are within those energies wanting to feed off of us. So sometimes we may be a very balanced person, and we're fine, and we're on that dock and juggling and supporting ourselves very beautifully. But sometimes situations and circumstances come about to our loved ones, right, or the outside experiences we're going through in the physicality that may come. And to me, I say they're as if ones in the water and the energy are trying to pull on your ankles to get you off the stability of the dock to go down the water in the rapids, which would be energetic experiences to toss and turn one emotionally and get them wrapped in that, which would be family situations, right? So when you have the number codes, you can apply that to that situation in person to help move the energy and the situation and the circumstances to go down higher paths of potentiality. So ones are not wrapped in all those energies and those emotions and situations and experiences, which have lower experience and expressions, that one through those lower vibrations coming through of emotions and such would feed others. Because this is about, we don't want to feed them anymore. We don't want to loop. We don't want to be stuck in those old stories. And through friends, family, loved ones, situations, circumstances of old energy trying to take us down and feed off of us and our emotions through that, we no longer want to partake of that. So these numbers and codes are applicable to that, to keep one, as I say, more and more on the dock than going down the water in the rapids and feeding their energy to others. This helps ones feed and nourish themselves, you know, rather than their life force through emotions and experiences in the physicality with others and circumstances that are actually the things that others' agenda want to keep them down, keep them looping, keeping them stuck in the same old, you know? Because life upon life, we've played with these different people wearing different masks, different faces, different names, so to say. But it's the same beings that we play with, aspect upon aspect, the same energy, the same old story and loops, feeding the system. And we don't want to do that anymore. We want to feed and nourish ourselves and become empowered and break that old. So you can apply these numbers in your physical, and people around the world have come back and told me about the beautiful effects they see in their physical lives, you know, while they're also tending to the depth of their soul essence, you know. So that's the beauty of it, because it's energy and all things are energy, you know. There was a beautiful quote by Einstein, if I could read it, it was saying, "We are slowed down sound and light waves, a walking bundle of frequencies tuned into the cosmos. We are souls dressed up in sacred biochemical garments, And our bodies are the instruments through which our souls play their music, right? So this
wow.
is why soul tending to one, because what is light language? What are the codes? What are the energy? It is the song of creation being played to come out of the discordance of the symphony to bring it back to balance. So creation says we could all take part and dance to a new note, right? Well, we dream a new dream. We dream lucidly, right? Now, empowered within the dream, so we can go forth and dream a new dream, right? Understanding and knowing that which we are creating from a place of remembrance of ourselves, right? So this is why this work is so important, because it works on their, have they tended their mind? Have they tended their photons, their light, the beingness of that which they are? Yes, they will see that in their physical, but also, again, the depth of their beingness, you know?
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, everyone, that session is available for all of you today. And if you didn't get a chance to look at the page because you're out and about, then you'll get that via email later tonight and again over the weekend. So I just wanted to make sure everyone knew about that. Let's take a few more questions. And a couple of people, Audrey, have written in regarding pain. And I'm just looking at one right now. Jim from New York. He's asking if you could please share some codes to eliminate body pain. And then also, by extension, would you also widen that to cover all of us or all of those who might be experiencing some level of pain on the call today?
Yes, all the work that I've been delivering to everyone, the beautiful ones who have called, there's no coincidence. And so as I'm delivering it unto them, this also ripples out in waves to everyone else that can use the energy and best be received for them as well. So through listening to this call, others are also receiving through the whole call, not only just specific to that person. So yes, and this does work again on the body, because what is all the pain? The pain is the physical that is expressing from the energetic that has happened, the bombardment, the loops over and over again, you know, what is going on in the energetic field that comes through in the physical, which is that pain that the body is feeling, but it begins at the energetic level. So yes, we'll work with the energies and out to everyone. Yes, thank you for beautifully coming forth to mention that, because that is part of this work as well, and it's so important to help people be eased of some of that pain, you know, in their physical, in their minds, in their hearts, in their soul, in their etheric, mental, physical, emotional bodies, you know. So thank him so much. No coincidence coming in. Here we go, beautiful ones. Light language and numbers. Some control over lead to fairies, so that inner child where sometimes pain stems from. Numbers 12:08, 12:08, 11:08, 11:08,
To take some more callers. Is that okay with you? You got
yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So I'd like to go to Detroit, Michigan. So Detroit, Michigan, and the last four digits of the phone number are 8363. 8363, you're live with Audrey.
Wow, what blessings to me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Audrey, so nice to hear you again. What can I say? What do you see for me? Do you want me to form a question for you, or do you want me to just ask you to give me a reading?
Well, beautiful one, I would like you to ask me a question, because this is the thing. I know so many are used to readings, right? And we do say in my work about messages from higher beings and such. But you must remember, my work is going a different way about this. Because if we give people readings all the time, how are they going to stand back in their mastery to understand? I'm going to bring the beings of light for you. Beautiful one, beautiful one. Yes, yes, yes. We say to you, dear one, yes, yes. This is about you remembering, recalling to yourself the understanding, yes, the expanded understanding, knowing and knowledge of yourself, that you and all are masters and masterpiece, one and the same. If others keep coming to say, give you a reading or such, there is then keeping the crutches and the training wheels. These are the times to throw away the crutches and the training wheels, yes? And to say, to hold your paintbrushes, you and others, yes? To create your masterpiece, which is through your vessel, your vehicle, your consciousness, your energy, to create, yes, beautiful ones. The master does not stand, he or she, and wait with another to come to tell them what to put on their canvas, so to say. Yes, they make their beautiful creation, and while they are creating it, yes, what they may think, so to say, in their imagination, to bring forth as they are birthing it may wind up to be a total different thing. Yes, that is the beauty of creation, yes, than they had originally thought so. We would say to you and to others, rather than to say, we see this for you, yes, and keep crutches and training wheels if you were paint the picture for you, yes, we say to you this, the message is to you and others. For the realization out of the old way of beingness and the old loops, beautiful ones, you understand, of the way that it was played, or the old habits, the old beliefs and paradigms, the way one acted, reacted, old habits, you understand, to break them and begin to stand and firm upon a platform that one is creating for themselves as they define themselves, as they declare themselves, to understand their creator beingness expressing, yes, to recall, remember that, and what would they like to go forth, yes, to create from a place of remembrance, receive the works to assist one in this embodiment that is unveiling them, this opportunity to disengage from the old and be in resonance, the light poured back in, so they go forth in resonance, yes, as a creator being, a pillar to support the new creation themselves, finding themselves upon those paths, yes, of potentiality for themselves, yes, as they move forward in evolution, as they bring creation itself to know itself forward in a new beautiful experience to be had. You understand? Through each embodiment of creation itself, remembering itself, creating a beautiful new creation to play out upon with itself, which is all of creation, dancing with its own self. You understand? So way different perspectives, so to say. Channel come in to crack the filter, to shatter the filters, you understand, of the old, so one can step back to that original point of orientation, of realizing that they are divinity that has come into this, to play into this, to explore this, the experiment of this, yes, but to exit it. So we say you want a message. This is a more important message, you understand, to tend to one's soul. Yes, it will ripple into their physicality when they do these works, yes, but what brings you joy? Who could be a better judge to say to you, and all of you, of which way to go and what is joyful to you than you, your own self? And that is the beauty of being an embodiment. We are a collective, as we express. You are a collective as well, but you have individuality within the collective expression. So you can say, I like this, I do not like this, I want to do this, I want to do that. Yes, and find some joy within all those things. And if it doesn't bring you joy, you change your mind and you have another experience, you see? So we would say the biggest message would, for one, to get used to, yes, standing in that. But we say, do you, yes? Is there something specific you would like to apply to ask us, yes?
you understand
the beauty and the treasure, or you understand the beauty and the treasure of what we're bringing forth through our beloved channel. Yes, you understand to widen one's expanse, their action, reaction, to be a different one than the old loopings of understanding. Yes?
I went into my email and I found the number, and I'm an hour late, and I got on and you were doing light language when I got on, and then I punched star two and you asked me, and I created it within like a minute and a half. You answered my call.
Wow.
And it was
and that is beautiful, because it is no coincidence, dear one. Yes, we shall return you to the channel. Yes.
Doing other things and creating and cleaning up. I'm a handyman and I work in gardens in the States, and I just do all kinds of stuff. I help a lot of people who aren't physically able to help themselves, like, you know, with just disabilities, you know, whether they're old or whether, you know, my brother has a lot of problems. So,
now it is me. Now it is Audrey. Audrey is here talking to you. Oh, my goodness. So that is beautiful. So you were a gardener and a tender, you understand, to beautiful things that are growing, yes, with your hands, the works that you have, where you're saying a gardening, but then also gardening, you understand, for soul, for energy, right, for consciousness, and the bigger understanding of gardening as well, and to tending to one and nourishing things, you know. So that is beautiful.
So I've had a lot of experiences with, like, life and death, and like with people passing and stuff, and been told I work with the Holy Spirit, and I've had a lot of different angels, like angelic experiences with that, and I would just wonder what they would see for me doing, what purpose of you know, besides, I mean, just being a handyman and being my charming self and driving around different parts of Metro Detroit and working on projects, boats, houses, gardens.
Oh, my goodness. Well, beautiful one. You are not only to say only a handyman, you know. You and everyone are here in embodiment, being a handyman, you understand, for creation in the bigger picture of things. Because so many ones of hearts, right, are here to hold the light and the energy while this change is occurring.
I work with the flowers. I work and I cut things. Yeah. I know I'm putting things on other energetics. When I wake up in 3 or 4 in the morning, all the time, I'm just exhausted, tired, because I feel like I'm doing work on the other side. And I'm not sure what I'm doing, but it's exhausting.
Well, because, again, you and so many here have come in to assist while all this tsunami of energy and change is occurring, to hold the light, right, for oneself, for the collective, for creation itself. So what is your purpose? What is everyone's purpose, right? Creation, right, is through all of us knowing itself, expressing itself, experiencing itself, so it knows and we know what we are, what we are not. We come out of that, declaring ourselves as that which we are through the bigger picture of knowing ourselves, and we are supporting all of this. So each is a precious one. Each is as your beautiful flower, is a beautiful flower. Each is a, my work says, a rose that is blooming, and the you of them, the fragrance of them, you know, all adding to the garden of creation, so to say. So that is what we are doing in the bigger picture. picture of things. And while we're doing that, holding our light, we'll also get to be here to find some joy to experience and express for ourselves and to step back into remembering what we are. Let me give you some light, beautiful. Anu per tu santorum sentirune per un toscandandai shiriderum masuruyan koshkate akasha vet uskatai. Whistle a ballon, sherry, vase, 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 sherry, vase, ma veru, varu, ma vayana, veri, vidi, var, vayava. Isimele, lemper, tuskentai, bartum, bartumi, bartum. They're just removing some things that you bear on your shoulders, your shoulder blades, from this aspect of you as well as others. And the fairies to touch that heart. Levant les mains sont terrianeia. Numbers 8767 6528 108 308 308 656 708 308 308 786 786 308 308 756 508 508 756 708 308 308 786 308 308 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 208 Et c'est le ballon, et son. Et ça, c'est ça, c'est ça, c'est ça.
108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108 that's why I started laughing, because I get these, when Holy Spirit hits me, it comes through, really through my crown chakra and also through the back of my heart chakra, and then I feel it through my arms and my legs, and like my wings are flapping. It's really a trip. And you are just activating so many different little nerve endings. It was I start laughing.
Yes, yes. And laughter is a good thing, too. Joyous. Yeah. Your soul is like, yes, yes, he got through. Yes, receiving this work. Drink it from the wellspring, supporting you. So that's beautiful. And hopefully I'll get to meet you and others and take it even deeper. And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling in. Much love to you. Appreciate the call.
All right, ciao.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beautiful, wonderful. You know, I think so often the best way to actually have these discussions is just to take live callers, because so much comes through, and this is what the universe is wanting us to hear and understand. And when people call in, obviously it applies to everyone. You know, what the work that you're doing. But sometimes, you know, just having, you know, the questions come through really brings forth the information. So I just love this part of the show.
Oh, yes, I love it too, Ian. That's why I love coming on your show, working with you, and I love doing the live and people to call, because then we go wherever it needs to go by no coincidence, you know, and it is so beautiful. So, yes, exactly that. So we bring forth what needs to be delivered, not only for the person, but for so many out there that are listening, you know, and rippling out into the field as well, you know. This is what we're doing, you know, because we're love and we are here of love, giving and assisting and nourishing them, you know. So, yes, to all the callers who are listening and going to listen in again, but we're rippling this out with the love that we're all joined together in this light out to creation, you know, in a multiple of levels out there. So it is beautiful. I'm sure we have this great shining light, and they're like, what is going on there? You know, that is rippling out to all the planes of creation, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I would love if you would share with the group maybe something that's coming through for everyone as we start to wind this down, maybe something that's coming through to help us you know, raise our own vibrations, because that's such an important part in our journey, and of course the journey of everyone on this planet, not only this planet but all realms. But since we live here on this planet, anything that's coming through for all of us in the wisdom community to help raise our vibrations.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, when you were talking about this series, this particular time, you know, very much about soul, soul, soul. So this is to help remind everyone, yes, we're in physicality, but we are souls, right? How they say, having human experiences, having experiences, you know? So the remembering of themselves is that, because sometimes, again, the physical and this system that is designed to hold them and designed to distract them and manipulate them. So to keep empowering themselves, right? To the wider understanding, to drink from those wellsprings that can empower them, you know? Not to play with creator beings, but to understand they are that creator beingness embodied and so precious to creation, right? Which is their soul in their vehicle, in their technology, which is their body in themselves, that they are expressing through to all the works that they can to receive, to assist them, because there is so much out there that wants to, you know, distract them and in a delusion and all this type of thing. And we're so busy in our lives that sometimes we don't have time to do these things, you know. So when one has this opportunity, it is not a coincidence. It is for them to partake of something that is very important. And as a soul architect that doesn't come along all the time with the authority to be able to do this and reach to this full story of them, a full aspect of them in all the dimensions and aspects, right, rippling out to all of creation to empower them as that which they are, creator beingness, you know. So for them, yes, this is going to help anything in the physical that they want to apply it to. But then they're out of physicality in a moment. The story and everything in a moment is done, right? Where are you? What are you? Did you tend to your soul? Did you declare and define yourself? Did you release the old energy and upgrade to the new so you could partake of the highest potentiality? Were you just lost in the physicality, right? So it's good that they can receive of these things that are handling both of those things at the same time. And this is this that has come forth to them to help them nourish and re-educate them. And I hope they will take the opportunity. And just one more time, the fairies to help assist them. And a bit of this beautiful, beautiful, this is, sometimes it comes in where I put my hands up to the, field of creation and it comes forth to bestow this upon them. So here we go. Adonai, 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 Yehum, Adonai, 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 Yehum, Adonai, 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 Yehum, Adonai, Ashana, Yehanana, Adonai, Adonai, Hise, Hise, Huma, Hise, Hine, Adonai, Inahine, Hinahana, Anahine, Hine, Adonai, Amahashakando, Sudoman, Dururie, Ashine, Hine, Hine, Mahanai, Inamanai, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Sa, 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 sa. Isamalea, tartun, asherianante. Esasi, esasi. Esasi, esaya. That's like the angel wings, right? Helping them support that as they are earth angels and working. Adonai is the holy of holy of all holies to assist them and help nourish them as they remember that which they are, which is creator beingness embodied, expressing itself through them as all they are and have the experience of themselves as all that they are and to step to remembrance of themselves as that empowered, beautiful beings of creation. Ashana yina nahana yanai. Shariza sanashanu matur vasaru madhyane atushataya daya. Esasi, esasi, esasi eseya. Be re-educated, beautiful ones. Be nourished, be expanded, be quantum, be the wider understanding of that which you are, beautiful ones, in embodiment to enjoy and to partake, to assist creation as you yourself are it, a new beautiful song to write, dance to as we go forth and write a new creation, a beautiful remembrance of self, which is orientation back to the original point of your divinity, and to go forth and create something new and beautiful from that place of remembering.
Thank you so much. Yeah, such a beautiful, beautiful space that you've helped create today. You're really merging the energy and bringing forth this powerful, powerful energy to everyone on the call. Such a beautiful time we've had. Audrey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you and all your beautiful ones. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'd love to just ask you if there's anything that you feel that either I have missed or we haven't covered today, anything that's coming through as a final word that you feel that the community should hear, I welcome you and encourage you to share that with everyone right now.
Ah, beautiful ones, beautiful ones. We have nourished you so much in this, in multiple layers and all the aspects of yourselves. So it is also you to take those steps, right? To stand in this beautiful gift that is here to help assist you and empower you as you assist creation and all that is, because you are that, beautiful ones, you are that. Let's step back into the magic that we are, right? And create this beautiful new platform as we stand in our godhood pillars for this new creation, and we write in the new book as we have written in the book of life, and now we're going to go forth and close the old book and write in the new from a place of remembrance and of love, not in concept, right, empty words, right, but actually to walk our talk and to be it in our beingness as this beautiful community we could all join together and understand the wider expanse, be re-educated, nourished, right, to that which we are, which is Source, God, the field of consciousness, being embodied through all of you. So you are so precious and so magnificent and such a miracle when you recall and remember that you are that. Beautiful ones. So receive the works that it could assist you in that in a multiple of ways, in physicality and in all ways and means of that which you are, to be nourished.
Mm. Thank you, thank you. And everyone on the call today and listening in, you've heard Audrey deliver the sacred codes. If you'd like your own personal sacred codes to assist you in your own evolution, then by all means sign up to work with her. She's made her time available, and she's created her session. It's 90 minutes. In fact, I think we had it down as 60 minutes, but we'll get that corrected. It's a 90-minute session. So if you feel called to work with Audrey and to receive your sacred codes of creation, then by all means, sign up to work with her. So that is available to everyone. Okay, Audrey, thank you so much. We've come to an end. It's been such a blessing to have you on the show. Thank you again, sweet soul. Much love to you.
Thank you. Much love. Thank you so much. Bye.
And to all the beautiful, beautiful shining lights, the wisdom community, thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for bringing your amazing energy. And we really, really, truly love you and acknowledge you for who you truly are. Namaste, everyone. Thank you, thank you. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Bye now.